God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. Do you have anything about which you're praying today? Let me ask you a question. Why should God answer any of your prayers? Now, that's a very basic question. Maybe we've never asked ourselves that, but it really seems like it's an important one if we're in any way depending upon God to answer our prayers. If we're not depending upon God to answer our prayers, the outlook is bleak indeed. But if you're praying, why should God answer any of your prayers or any of my prayers? Psalm 86, verses 1 and 2 shed some light on this question. The psalmist says, "Bow down thine ear, O Lord, hear me, for I am poor and needy. Preserve my soul, for I am holy." So hear me, he says. Why? Why? Two reasons: for I am poor and needy, and for I am holy. Now, we would tend to think of these as two contradictory things. Either you're holy and you're really spiritual and you have no needs, and so your prayers are just a matter of exhibiting your discipline and your spirituality, or you're poor and needy. You need help, and you know it, and you ask God for it. Now, these are not in conflict. These are actually two reasons. Hear me, for I am poor and needy, and I am holy. So why should God answer your prayers? Well, first of all, you're needy. Now, that may not sound like an answer in and of itself, but really it's a matter of God's nature. The psalmist says elsewhere, "O thou that hearest prayer, unto thee shall all flesh come." Elsewhere, the Bible tells us that the eyes of the Lord go to and fro throughout the earth, seeking those who seek him. In verse 2, he calls himself God's servant. In verses 6 and 7, he says, "Give ear, O Lord, unto my prayer. Attend to the voice of my supplications. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon thee, for thou wilt answer me." Now, to be sure, God doesn't answer our prayers because we're noble. He answers our prayers because we're needy. We acknowledge it, and it is his nature to answer prayer, to be the provider. We want to be noble because of our prayers. We want people to think that we're spiritual because we pray. I don't pray because I'm good. I pray because I'm not. I don't pray because I'm capable. I pray because I need help. I used to, on Christmas break, back in the old days, I would go skiing on occasion, and I half hoped as a young 20-something that I would break my leg or something. And therefore, when I went back to school, I could come on crutches and people would say, "Wow, Will, what happened to you?" And I could say, "Well, I was going down a gnarly black double diamond run at Jackson Hole and I tried to launch Corbett's Kalure and, you know, I broke my leg." That makes me a hero. I'm noble because I broke my leg. With my luck, I always thought what will happen is I'll slip on a banana peel in my own kitchen back of my house and break my leg, and then I'll have to make up an answer when people ask me what happened. The bottom line is, you don't pray because you're noble. You pray because you're not, because you're needy. And until you acknowledge that, you won't have your prayers answered. Secondly, God answers prayer because you are his. Verse 2 says, "Preserve my soul, for I am holy." Now, the word does carry the idea of pious, but not maybe in the way we think of. The point here is clearly, God, you are holy, and I belong to you. He calls himself God's servant in verse 2. In verse 16, he says, "Give strength unto thy servant, and save the son of thine handmaid." You know, I remember hearing an interview some time ago. It was a news anchor of some sort and someone he was interviewing, and I can't even remember what the discussion was. But the person being interviewed had the audacity to invoke God in some way. And the anchor said basically, "Well, so you think you have a monopoly on God?" The idea being, well, who are you to say what God would want? Well, no one is to say what God would want. God has given us his word. We don't need to wonder about God's character. That's been made crystal clear. The question this morning is not, do you have a monopoly on God? It would be very simple and ignorant indeed to think that I have a monopoly on God. I do not. God is the God of the whole earth. This actually Psalm tells us, verse 9, all nations are a creation of God. The question this morning is, does God have a monopoly on you? You see, God doesn't answer because we're great. He answers because we're His. So you are needy and you are God's. And the question this morning really is, to what extent do you acknowledge these two things to be true? Are you needy and do you know it? Do you belong to God and do you show it?